personal deal here for each of us. Personal thing here. Who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace. Jesus himself, to each one of you, has he understood that he is the one personally that has done this for you. And good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Comfort your hearts is, I'm just going to stop with that. Seven times in this letter to the Thessalonians, Paul says, God wants to comfort your hearts. So I can't believe, as we've been teaching this, that anything less than that God has not appointed us to wrath as his kid. He's chosen us. He's set us apart. His Spirit has enlightened us and given us light. He wants to commune with us regularly, and he is going to spare us from the wrath that's coming. And we are not going to be deceived or deluded by this great power that's going to come on the earth like those that did not believe the truth and chose not the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm so praise God for you guys. Just believe it and know. Just know that it's his good grace. It's his good grace in your lives. And God will never reject your thanks and your praise for what he's done for you. And we need to continue to do that as we take communion. We're going to read, Josh, you can come on up. Would you guys go ahead and start passing communion out? I'm going to read a verse out of Psalm 71. As I do that, if you're here this morning if you've never received Christ, we want you to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and take communion with us. The question is not why are some saved and some condemned? Because everyone deserves condemnation. All of us do. All have fallen short. The question, it is only by God's grace that anyone is saved. And that's what we need to remember here. In Psalm 71, we prepare our hearts for communion. Verse 14, but I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day, for I do not know their limits. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. His righteousness, only his righteousness. Do we stand here and are able to sing praises to God and take communion, looking back to Jesus' death on the cross? Right quickly, if anybody here has never said, not my will, but thine, if you've never done that, the opportunity's right before you. You don't know if you've been chosen by God before the foundations of the world. God's speaking to your heart right now. Open your heart up. Let the light in. Receive Jesus, the truth, the way, the life, into your heart. And you're chosen by God. Do that right now. In Christ's name, amen. Go ahead.
Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. Nothing else can take your place to feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way, bring me back to you. You're all I want. another one.